feel like I could do just about anything.
Hello, everybody. This is Eliza from Confessions of a Freak. Sans Annika today, tragically. But yes, I am here, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, we're listening to Out by 16, Dead on the Scene by Machine Girl, and I have a lot of other great songs on the dock for today, so please enjoy.
I'd rather be dead.
Out by 16 or dead in the scene, put together forever. Put together forever. Put together forever. Put together forever.
All right, that was I Want to Kill Everyone by I Am the Coffin, and before that you were listening to Out by 16, Dead on the Scene by Machine Girl. Machine Girl is fantastic, love that song. I Am the Coffin has been sort of a fixation of mine recently. I believe they're an emo band from Southern California, and they create some great rage music. Probably we'll be listening to a little bit more of them later. Pretty intense song to start off, but I love it. I pulled a lot of my picks for today's episode from my Rage playlist. I've been doing a lot of painting recently, and for some reason, that's the sort of music that is helping me stay focused for long periods of time. So we're going to keep listening to some of that. The next two songs, I'm not going to introduce by name yet, you'll have to stick around, but they are both by local artists, Boston area artists, and I had the opportunity to see both of them perform live over the summer, and they were absolutely fantastic. These recordings are great. I'm personally definitely a live music enjoyer, so that's my preference, but I think these are some pretty fantastic recordings as well, so I hope you enjoy them.
Should try to have kids. I think we should try to have kids. And I know I shouldn't say it, but I did. I think we should try to have kids. We got drunk on the 27th and we got home. I said I loved you and you kissed my forehead and my heart said wait. I know it's not about the task. I'm serious, I'm deadly serious. I think we should try to have kids. I think we should try to have kids. And I know I shouldn't say it, but I did. I think we should try to have kids. Try to have the girl name picked out, but if it's a boy, there's some to choose from. And we open the door, and he says, I'm so, so sorry, but you can't.
All right, that was I Think We Should Try to Have Kids by Makeout Palace. And just before that, you had Frog by Gollylagging. Frog is off of the Fauna EP, which I guess is a sort of collaborative EP that includes songs by a couple of different local Boston artists. That's actually how I first found out about Gollylagging. I am a big fan of an Alston band, Dino Gala. They put on an awesome show. They have some great sort of alternative rock songs. And they were also on this Fauna EP, I think. The name of their song is Southern Hospitality, potentially. Another really good song, but this is a personal favorite off of the EP. And then I had the opportunity to go see them live over the summer, which was fantastic. They were opening for an artist I've liked for maybe three-ish years now, Weather Day, who is an artist from, I want to say, Sweden. And they create some really fantastic sort of emo music, some crazy guitar parts. Would definitely recommend checking out some Weather Day as well. Maybe I'll play some of them later because I've adored them for so long. And they gave me the opportunity to see Gollylagging live when I might not have otherwise done that. So that was great. And then the most recent song that I just played, I Think We Should Try to Have Kids, song by Makeout Palace, a Berkeley band. I'm not sure if they're from Boston originally, but they sort of came together here. And I've just kind of been a groupie for them recently, going around and trying to attend every show that they play locally because they put on an insane show. Like I said, the songs are great, but hearing them live is definitely like a whole other experience. So I would definitely recommend, if you're in the Boston area, check out Makeout Palace and see where they are performing near you. Next, we are going to kind of go in the opposite direction, away from local artists, and do, I think these are both German groups. The first song is by a band called Pisa, who I've loved also for several years. They're a German punk group. They get really synthy with it, which I personally adore. It's a little bit more dancey than maybe more traditional punk. And they have not left Germany in all my years of loving them. And they just recently announced that they're going to be playing at Deep Cuts in Medford, which is a bar that's like a 20-minute walk from my apartment, which is so fantastic. November 4th, I think, if you're into punk or German people, I'll see you there. It's going to be fantastic. But yes, this next song is Vernissage by Pisa. It was difficult to choose just one off of this album called Ruben Winter, which I think means cabbage winter, but would strongly recommend checking out the rest of this album. This is a personal favorite.
Thank you. von Stuttgart keine Enger und der Berlin ein Stück Himmel. Tanz ins Blitzlicht ohne Mangel nach der Tiefe, Dilettanten.
You were just listening to Sam und Sein by an artist whose name I'm not sure I am allowed to say on air at this hour. So just look up the song, Sam und Sein. That is SamundSteen, and it's fantastic. And before that, you were listening to Vernissage by the German artist Pisa off of the absolute S-tier album Cole Reuben Winter. If you're interested in punk or synth music, check out that album and come to the Pisa show at Deep Cuts with me in Medford on November 4th. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, next up, we're going to get a little bit noisier. I am personally a massive 100 Gex fan, but we will not be listening to 100 Gex, at least not yet. Next up, we're going to listen to a bit of Laura Less's solo project. This is a song called Haunted. I think it's just a single release. Fantastic, great rage song. If you're not into noisier stuff, maybe wait until, well, not the next one, because actually the next one's going to be pretty noisy as well, but I'll start to rein it in toward the end of the episode. But maybe also just broaden your horizons, you know? I feel like my attention span has decreased drastically when it comes to music in the past year or two. For some reason, I just need things to get progressively more and more scratchy and noisy for it to be satisfying. I still like a balance, but I'm definitely seeking out the noisier stuff as of late, and this is a perfect example of this. So please enjoy Haunted by Laura Less.
Everybody's evil and there's bugs inside the carpet. Do you think I'm frightening? Organ cords and lightning. If I show my fangs, will you tell me that they're cool? Mirrors shatter when I'm passing. Broken glass and crashing. Little blurry stars scattered all across my room. We'll be right back.
All right, you were just listening to Haunted by Laura Lez, and then right after that, so I guess more recently, you were listening to Pomegranate Castle by another artist whose name I am not allowed to say, but the song is Pomegranate Castle, and it is off of an album called The Sound of Computers Thinking, which I think is a pretty accurate title for the sort of music they make, so I would definitely recommend going to check them out. They are a band from Amherst, so not necessarily Boston, but they do play around here every now and then, and they actually also opened for Weather Day with Golly Lagging, so that was a really eye-opening concert experience, I suppose. I would definitely recommend checking them out. Next up, I am going to do another I Am the Coffin song, I decided, but to broaden the horizons a little bit, I'm doing a cover that they did of another band. I want to say their name is Pity Party, but that could be wrong. This is I Am the Coffin's cover of a song called I'm Working, So You Don't Have to Try So Hard. I found this cover on their YouTube. The sound quality is not super professional sounding, but I still love this cover, and I think, you know, it's got that lo-fi sort of feel to it. So I really enjoy it. I hope you guys do as well.
Oh,
You were just listening to I'm Working So You Don't Have to Try So Hard by I Am the Coffin, and now you're going to hear a little 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know that 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. And support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. So true. Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I thought that would be a good PSA to go with for today, because we're listening to a lot of Eastern Massachusetts artists and musicians. So we're keeping that thematic connection going. Sort of in opposition to that, we're now going to listen to an artist not from Boston, but still lovely nevertheless. I just found this song today because I've been trying to listen to more goth music, because there's some cool goth nights and goth clubs in the greater Boston area, and this was number one on a lot of those playlists. So next up we have Blue Monday by New Order. We'll be right back. All right, you were just listening to Blue Monday by New Order, a little bit less noisy than what we've been doing today, and I kind of enjoyed it a lot. So we're going to keep that going a little bit with a little bit more electronic, dancey music. This next song is Black Panther by Crystal Castles. I think I talked about this song last time that both Annika and I were here. This is the song that I broke my headphones to when I was dancing alone in my room because I went too crazy and threw I was headbanging and my headphones flew across the room, and now I can't turn them on and off. From the headphones, I need to do it from my phone. So this is a very special song to me, and I hope you all enjoy and dance along. This is Black Panther by Crystal Castles.
Thank you.
All right, you were just listening to Black Panther by Crystal Castles off of one of my favorite albums of all time, Crystal Castles. Next up, gonna take it back down a little bit. This is a song I've been listening to a lot as the autumnal weather starts to roll in. I'm starting to shift toward listening to my witch playlist more, which consists of songs that make me feel like I am a witch, and this is a newer addition to that playlist. I think it goes really well with the theme that I'm going for, and it's a nice little spooky sort of autumn time tune. This is Lady Grinning Soul by David Bowie. That was Certified Witch Song, Lady Grinning Soul by David Bowie, also potentially a witch. Let's talk about that. Okay, we're starting to come to the end of my time today, which is so sad, but we're going to go out with a bang. Next up, I have a song by a band called Senior Living, who I thought was another Boston-based band because they perform around here semi-regularly. I recognize the name. Turns out, upon further inspection, they are from my hometown of Albany, New York. So that was an excellent reveal that happened to me just moments ago during the magic piano part of Lady Grinning Soul by David Bowie. It was a really cinematic moment. I wish you all could have been there with me, but you can imagine it now. Senior Living, they're sort of an alt-rock experimental screamo sort of project. There's probably a lot of other words I could use to describe them, but I really enjoy this song called Dominic, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. Wow, what a beautiful Albany core masterpiece. Nobody is doing it like Senior Living. That was Dominic by Senior Living off of their album Anniversaries. We are nearly done, so I am going to sign off and then talk a little bit about the next song. I have been Eliza with Confessions of a Freak, sans Annika this week. Hopefully next week we will be reunited, as it should be, once again. But that's a matter for next week. Right now, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for enjoying all this noisy music with me. To end things off, it wouldn't be an Eliza radio show without playing a little bit of Alex G. I've not been listening to a ton of Alex G recently, sadly, but when I was thinking about what song I wanted to play last, this one popped up and I thought it went well with the rest of what I've been playing today. So what I think is going to be my final song, close to final song, yeah, it's about 3 minutes. I have about 3 minutes. Oh, this will be perfect. Awesome. Okay, sweet. This is Perfectly Timed Blessing by Alex G. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great week.